Maestro Ankush Kumar Behal is finishing his second season with the Omaha Symphony. He describes it as a growing relationship between the symphony and the community. There was excellent guest artists coming through Omaha and other events that indeed made the 2022-2023 season a great success for the organization.
We were able to do 3 world premieres this past season, which has been amazing, primarily in partnership with KVNO, getting 2 out of 3 of those. And our third being a really organic community-based project engaging with the fans and the artists June and Rika Necco, their community, and a wonderful living composer named Andy Akiho, who wrote this fantastic piece based on their artwork, but also based on playing their artwork. And we had all of those elements in the concert hall in our March concert series, Masterworks. And so it was a phenomenal climax to a fantastic season. So I was really proud of that culmination event.
For the season finale this weekend, the Omaha Symphony is welcoming 2 of the American classical music world's most dynamic young artists. First, Atlanta native composer Carlos Simon.
Again, also an up-and-coming composer, way sought in demand, who's done fantastic things, and we're just giving the audience a taste of what he can do in this quick overture called Fate Now Conquers, where he thinks about Beethoven in multiple ways. He quotes his Fifth Symphony and also follows the harmonic progressions of the slow movement of the Seventh Symphony. And so he's talking about fate and how fate is influencing his life, similar to how Beethoven was influenced and thought about fate. It's a fantastic overture. It's upbeat, actually, even though it harkens to Beethoven, and it's a great way to open our final masterworks.
Second in the program is American violinist Stella Chand, another upcoming artist.
We're lucky to get her on her way up. She's going to have a fantastic, an amazing, heartfelt Brahms violin concerto with the orchestra.
And finally, the orchestra will be performing Mahler's Fifth Symphony.
And if you don't know Mahler, you do know Mahler, because Mahler scores, music like Mahler has been used in so many movies. Specifically, the music of Mahler has been used in movies, but great film composers have borrowed so much about Mahler's orchestration and impact and vitality and musicianship in their scores. Even as recently as that movie called Tar, which features a conductor and Cate Blanchett, the featured music in that soundtrack was actually Mahler's Fifth Symphony.
The Omaha Symphony's season finale is today and tomorrow at the Holland Performing Arts Center. For more information, you can visit omahasymphony.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.